after a loss like that, you know, it was kind of, I think it shows his character, what kind of coach he is, you know, to take time with everybody and say how he feels about him and how he feels this season's going to go. And like I said, you know, it's going to take some special things for us to turn this around, but we got the people here to do it. We just got to keep working, and we'll go from there.
Did you sleep much the last couple nights?
Well, I didn't go to bed until early Monday morning and slept till 1 o'clock, so obviously, and then last night I got a little rest, so we just got to try. I'm trying to work on that thing. Something I got to work on is sleeping, so we'll see.
Morris, I've been talking to some of the guys about being in a situation like this on other teams and turning it around. I know your high school team was great, but did you guys ever go through any moments like this in college?
Yeah, we were bad my first couple years in college. I think one year we won. We were 6-1, and then ended up losing 5 straight. So it can be turned around. You just have to you got to take it one play at a time. You know, make sure that you're doing your job, not worrying about what everyone else is doing, and we have to hold each other accountable. And I think we can do that. You know, it's funny. We've won one game before, so we know what it feels like to win. We just got to get back to that and just start trying to reel them off one by one. So, obviously, this bye week comes at a good time where we have a chance to kind of scout ourselves, check some things out, and then work on those, and then get back and get ready for Oakland, which will be another tough game on the West Coast.
The fact that that one's out there and that was the team that you grew up rooting, does this make you push? I mean, I know you take everyone seriously.
No. I'm more concerned about our team than anyone else right now. And so, like I always say every week, it's about what we do and not what they do. And so if we continue, we got to continue to get better, execute better as an offense, convert third downs, get in the red zone, put points on the board, take care of the ball. If we can do those things, we'll be okay.
Is this the toughest stretch you feel like you've had to deal with in your time here?
No. I think last year was pretty tough. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just thinking in terms of the expectations this year with the new staff.
No, for I think every year for us, at least that I have for our team and other players, the expectations are always high. Obviously, starting off where we are now, it's, you know, we can't fix it now. We can only fix the things that we got to go against next, and that's just taking care of the little things. Right steps, being where you're supposed to be, you know, just executing a simple, whatever it is. I think if we can do that, we'll be okay. You saw we were getting big chunks. I mean, guys are talking about us not having big plays. Blackman's catching passes over the middle. Mike Thomas, Mercedes. We're converting against one of the top defenses in the league. I mean, we just have to continue to work on that. You know, there's a lot of, yes, we lost and it was a bad loss, but there are a lot of good things that we saw in the first half and before we kind of started going downhill a little bit that we were doing. So we just have to continue to do those things. And we can't, because one bad thing happens, we can't just kind of tank it a little bit. And I'm not saying everyone's doing that. We can't get down on ourselves. We have to continue just to keep fighting.
You said, son, this has been 5 years.
Yeah, and it has been.
Accumulating.
I think it's just a frustration of it all. I mean, since I've been here, we've had one winning season. And so, you know, you don't play this game, you don't work hard, you don't do all this stuff in the off season and to have a losing season. So obviously the frustration from yesterday and then all the other stuff is tough. But I think a lot of guys, I really feel like we're going to put our foot down and we're just going to start working. And then we'll see how it happens, you know. We all have a job to do and we just have to do it.
You're talking about, you know, handling adversity during the course of a game. You're super competitive. Is that what it takes to not let something, you know, that goes wrong snowball into something bigger?
No. I mean, we're all competitors here. Everybody, I mean, it's funny. These guys, they want to compete at any and everything all the time. What it is we have, I mean, they get paid on the other side too, so they're going to make plays. We just have to know that, and we just got to, don't worry about it. If we mess up, all right, the next play is the next play, you know? And
so don't dwell on.
Yeah, don't dwell on anything that happened in the past. I think, and that's what we'll do. I think we'll be fine. You know, this is bye week's coming at a good time. Get a chance to rest a little bit, heal up, and then we'll be in Oakland.